Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike. Once again, like always, saying thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for giving me your time, which is your life. So I really value and I appreciate that. Here we go with Q&A week 5. I don't know why right now I felt it in my heart and in my spirit, because God speaks to me through numbers, and he's always spoken to me with the number 5. He's spoken to me with the number 2. And 19 is my favorite number, hence why you see it a lot on the show or even in the email to contact me. But this one's a special one. God is doing great things, and this one's going to be awesome, week number 5. Before I begin with week number 5, I want to be, like always, vulnerable with you guys and open with you guys. I am getting a lot of positive feedback, amazing feedback from the podcast that I did also with Cheekies, and with the works that I'm doing myself for the Mac Effect, right? For men, for women, marriages, relationships, etc. And in that 90%, which is great, there's 10% that is ugly and that is mean. And sometimes I focus on that ugliness rather than focusing on the big picture of the amazing part that, you know, you guys are tuning in and you guys are saying positive things. I say that because it's hard. I've seen some negative comments, and I want to talk about it so bad. Like I, because one, I know the answer to the stuff that they're saying, but I'm touching a little bit about the Q&A in week 1 about gossiping. It's hard, man. It's hard to take the high road, because sometimes you really want to respond and you really want to tell people off and say, hey, what you're thinking of me is not only so wrong, but you don't even have all the facts. Like, you have no idea of the, like, you speak like you know it. Like, man, like, you know, I'm not a public figure. I don't see myself as a public figure. But I can see how if your identity is not strong in God, or, and honestly in God, because I don't know how these celebrities do it, the media out there can pretty much eat you alive. I have heard, and I laugh because I know my identity and it doesn't affect me, but I saw one that said, you know, that I have no room to talk because I've been a quote unquote mantenido, all right? That how dare I talk and speak, because wasn't I asking for money when I was separating with Jackie? I've also heard just a bunch of stuff that he's fake, ta feo, and so many things, right? Again, 10%, because the 90% is so positive. And this isn't even where I was going with Q&A week number 5, but it's in my heart. And maybe this is what God wanted to bring on week 5. Guys, I urge you, and I'm telling you from the sincerity of my heart, don't be someone that reacts to what people say about you. Don't be. I wanted to react. I actually took it to Jackie and I said, man, dude, this sucks, because, you know, I know the story and you know the story and we can tell people and y aquí se aclara todo. But I felt God tell me, the truth is, Mike, the people that don't like you, no matter what you do, no matter if you si lo aclaras o no lo aclaras, if you try to clean your name or you don't try to clean your name, they already have an image of you, and they're just, if they don't like you, they don't like you. And God told me, focus on the 90%. Don't focus on the 10%. Don't focus on what's missing. Focus on what I'm giving you. And that's crazy, guys, because, again, I wasn't going to talk about this, but my wife is right. God is right. I'm thankful with God because, one, I will share it. And I will share a lot of stuff about me, but when it's time, I'm not gonna, I actually have it in the agenda for season number two. When Jackie comes in as my guest, I'm going to be speaking about the separation and what happened. And yeah, I was asking for money, but the thing is, I'm not going to bring it up when the media and all these other things try to like antagonize it and make it come out. I don't move based on them. I move based off him. That makes sense. And I bring it out not because I need to prove it to anyone. I bring it out because he is asking me to share the story. And he wants me to show vulnerability and to show all of you what has happened and what has not happened and so forth. I guess for me, the reason why I'm sharing this with you guys is the power of prayer. Like, we really need to, and this is why we need a relationship with Christ, a relationship with God, and have the Holy Spirit inside of us, because it's easy to turn on the camera and start saying everything about you and try to defend yourself. It's easy. What's hard is not saying anything at all and letting God defend you. So if it's hitting and resonating with you, I'm asking you and I'm encouraging you, stop doing it. Stop. Let God be your vindicator. Let God be the one that protects you and shows you that he loves you. Again, if I focus on that 10%, not only am I focusing on negative energy, but I'm focusing on people that I'm probably never going to change their mind anyway. So even if I have a valid reason, it doesn't matter. I'm already lost in their eyes. And I'm telling you guys because I want you guys to focus on the 90%, on the people that do love you, on the people that genuinely believe in you, on the people that fight for you to make your dreams a reality. Like, for example, my wife holding me accountable to start the Mac Effect. She doesn't have to, but she believed in me and believed in my dream. Why not focus on that rather than the 10%? Why not focus on the people that are wishing me well and saying you're doing a great job? And thank you guys for all the comments, all the positive stuff. Thank you guys for the ones that are the few guys that have reached out and are asking for help. Kudos, bro. Kudos. Why? Because to be honest with you, and this is not to offend anyone, it takes a real man to try to enter this part of changing and growing. It takes a real man to enter this. A weak man that doesn't like this, he's going to stay and not want to hear any of it. But a real one is the one that says, you know what? Yeah, things need to change and it starts with me. And for the women too that are getting nuggets in how to either handle their husbands or how to handle the relationship that they're in, or even themselves. Like this one right now, I guess it's going to be gossip part two, right? How to conduct yourself when people are saying negative things about you. And again, coming back to like, I really do not see myself as a public figure. Some people say I should. Some people say I shouldn't. I don't know. I don't. But what I have noticed a little bit more this time around is media is kind of talking about me a little bit more. And that one is throwing me off because I'm not used to that, right? But I'm so glad that I don't run to the camera and hit play. I'm so glad I run to my wife and hit play with her. Say, hey, let me bounce this off of you. I really want to post this. What do you think? And she quickly brings me back down to my mentors. Hey, I feel this way. What do I do? And they quickly calm me down and they bring me back to earth. Because when you're catching yourself reacting, lack of immaturity. Isn't that what we kind of talked about? So, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that this was not planned. This was not scripted. I wanted to talk about stress and anxiety for week five. But God said, nope, we're talking about this. And I give you all reins to share what you want to share, God. And I'm holding myself accountable with you guys as well. You know, I say it in front of you guys. My prayer is, God, keep humbling me and showing me the areas where I need to let go of entitlement. Show me areas where I need to let go of what I think I deserve. And keep reminding me of the things to be grateful and blessed with. Like, I saw certain things on YouTube, the 10%, and it discourages you. But I need to put my heart on the things that matter. The 90% of you that are saying amazing things. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Week 5, spontaneous, through the grace of God. So thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoy what's coming, because let me tell you, I'm excited. And I keep saying it, but it's because, oh man, I'm really excited for the things that we're going to grow together with. So thank you guys for tuning in to the Mac Effect. See you guys next week.